Ethnic Albanians in Kosovo have celebrated the fifth anniversary of their declaration of independence from Serbia, despite international concerns about ethnic tensions in the impoverished territory. Stefan Boss reports that international peacekeepers remain necessary to avoid massive bloodshed.
A man announcing a parade of police and armed forces. They marched through the main square of Kosovo's capital Pristina for the first time since the end of the 1998-99 war for independence with neighboring Serbia. The lightly armed Kosovo security force paraded in armored vehicles alongside firefighters. Special police units were seen wearing masks to conceal their identities. The NATO-trained force has 2,500 members and wants to become an army, but alliance members such as Greece and Spain oppose that because they reject Kosovo's independence. It underscores the remaining tensions between the majority ethnic Albanians and minority Serbs in this impoverished state of nearly 2 million people. Thousands of staff members of the European police mission ULEX and NATO-led peacekeepers remain in Kosovo to maintain stability. Minority Serbs in northern Kosovo refuse to recognize the central leadership and view Belgrade as their capital. In a report seen by Vatican Radio, Belgrade-based Balkan rights group Centar 9 said Serbian Orthodox Christians in Kosovo struggle with a sharp rise in threats and vandalism against their churches and other religious sites. Since last month's Orthodox Christmas, assailants reportedly attacked a monastery, set on fire a chapel and wooden crosses, and destroyed over 100 Orthodox tombstones. However, observers say the clashes are linked to anger within Kosovo's mainly Muslim Albanian population about the removal of a memorial to their fallen independence fighters in neighboring Serbia. Yet Kosovo's president insisted Sunday that its independence was an irrefutable reality, following talks with her Serbian counterpart and similar negotiations between Kosovo's and Serbia's prime ministers. Critics make clear, however, that recent talks between the two governments were about practical issues, such as border controls, not about independence of Serbia's former province, which Belgrade refuses to recognize. For a moment, at least, citizens in Pristina seem to forget these worries as they celebrated their young nation's independence, which has been recognized by over 90 countries. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.